Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you back as always. Always love doing these episodes and having you join us. And so, how's it going, Dave?
It is going.
Are you still drowning in rain over there?
Always. Yeah, the summer of rain.
I have the summer of scorched earth over here right now.
Although that's every summer.
Yeah. It's very funny trying to convince someone like you that this is a great place to live. Except when it comes to taxes. I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, something interesting. And we just decided we're going to go ahead and just start recording this because we've been going back and forth on it and we've been doing a lot of discussions.
Well, I think I just changed the title and the whole angle like, what, three times in 8 minutes?
But it went from, you know, blog or microsite, or I guess that's what it is now. But it went from, you know, should I blog? Should I focus on microsite? Should, you know, it's that concept of
blogging best practice.
Yeah, blogging best practices. It's all these things that people, you know, were asking you or that ask me. When you start a blog, should you have all your posts done? Same with Instagram. Do I need to have, like, all my content ready?
How many posts do I need?
Exactly.
We're not covering that today. So maybe another day.
But let's talk about the blog or the microsite, and let's talk about what fits better and answer some of those questions. Because, you know, you and I do get asked all the time. In fact, we were just recently discussing, and like you shared several points of how I think microsites are like amazing in that skyscraper type concept. Whereas like I had been talking about like just with regular blog content and just getting it going alongside with like all the content that you need for social and that being a good side of it. Plus I have friends that are killing it with blogging on just like Instagram. Like they don't have an actual site. They don't have a business, a place where they put all their content. Like most of their content, I'm talking, these are like great, what normal people would consider great content, or like that would, we were joking earlier, would make people like Bruce Clay cringe because it's not like hosted somewhere on their own site that they can own.
But I follow a number of people like that too with Instagram, where they create like entire like
novels almost.
Yeah.
And it's great and they have so much interaction. But the thing is, they know like that's where their audience is and that's where their influence is. And they can send someone if they want a platform that they want read a lot, they can send someone to Medium from there. They can send someone to wherever they want to go. And so like when we're talking about best practices, I don't know that there is a best practices for blogging or for microsites or, you know, I don't know. But those are just my thoughts and jumping into it. What do you think?
Well, and I think, and I've seen this for a while, and I've been trying to get any companies I work with to move away from just regular blogging to creating like, there's so many different words. Like, I don't know if skyscraper is always the best word for it, but like topic centers, Kevin Indig calls it microsite 2.0. I've heard, you know, if you use the Yoast thing, you'll see something like cornerstone content the other thing I've heard it called.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I call it topic centers or learning centers. Or
knowledge centers.
Guides. What's that?
Knowledge centers.
Knowledge centers. Yeah, anything. Whatever the heck you want to call it. But basically, instead of the blog that has just, you know, if you were to land on someone's blog, there's, you know, the five categories or topics. And it's like, okay, I want to go learn about, you know, hiking or biking or, you know, or SEO or PPC and whatever. And it's just a stream of random kind of whatever they've posted in the last X amount of months or weeks or days. That's what it is. And it's just these one-off pieces of content. The problem with the microsite kind of idea of blogging or creating content is that you have to plan out a lot more. And usually it's really in depth. You cover a whole lot of subtopics for something and you kind of do it all at once. So, you know, how many things do I have to post at once? Well, you kind of push most of it, or at least enough to fill it up. And I think that scares people because it's a whole lot more work up front to create these guides and, you know, for people that want examples, I tried to find some random ones. Like SEJ has two different SEO guides. If you go under SEO, it's beginner's guide and complete guide to SEO. They're 18 chapters long. Like Danny's been busy over there. And you know, everyone else on the team who's contributed, they've been busy.
I think about it like this, and I'm just kind of curious to your thoughts on this because, you know, you've recently been helping me with a guide that you and I are putting out that's going to be on a big site that we're just not going to talk about quite yet. But it just got me thinking. So, like, this is going to be on a big site, but there are so many other things that content, like, that we'll be able to do with it because there's lots of imagery with it. There's certain areas in it where we could take images. We could put it on our Instagram feed. We could write little stories, you know, that would be considered blog posts, quote unquote, if you've seen my air quotes, you know, that we could take and use for different channels on social, or whether we use it on LinkedIn, depending on the specific topic or whatever it is. And I don't know your thoughts on that. Like, how does that fit into all this?
That's just blogging for me. It's kind of cornerstone, kind of skyscraper, kind of somewhere else, but it's more on the blogging side because it's part of a topic, but it's not part of, like, I don't know.
Well, I guess the thing that we're getting at, and maybe this is
some of the things have the same names.
we're not, like, I guess this is the point, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but like, gone are the days of just thinking, hey, look, I set up a blog. Okay, I'm avalanchemedia.com/blog. This is where all my content's going to go. This is where all my imagery's going to go. Or let's say that I set up a, you know, siltalafoto.com/blog. And that's where, like, I share, like, I'm never going to go to any kind of National Geographic site or never going to go to any REI contest sites and share a photo and write about a photo that I did, or again, like, that's kind of my point. That's what I'm saying. Like, instead of this, like, old way of thinking of I'm only gonna have my content on my blog, my thing that I control, expand that. Think of all the different areas where your content fits and where you could grow your brand, your reach.
Yeah, and I mean, a microsite or any of the content can be on your site, like some of the examples I cited, but it also could be like on the Instagram examples that you were bringing up. And then the other example that I saw was like the Learn section in Moz, or iPollRank has a 13 chapter section breakdown of Introduction to Google Tag Manager. That wasn't a blog. That was cornerstone content, topic, microsite, basically, about Google Tag Manager. Like, there was an intent to get content created so that anyone that was curious about Google Tag Manager would land on their site and then go, who are they, guys? Who are they? What do they do? Same thing with, you know, Moz for talking about on-site SEO. And that, you know, if you're learning SEO, they have... I mean, they break down all the fundamentals, all of these other resources, which are all their own resources. And then they flag stuff as beginner, advanced and stuff. It's like, it's a nice resource. It's hard not to dig in or, you know, use it as a link. You know, if you're going to talk about something like, oh, well, they have content that talks about it. Oh, guess what? They sell an SEO tool.
So where do sites like Medium? Because we know that we both have friends and that share a lot of content on Medium, and we know that it does really well and it sends them, you know, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of views. So where does something like that fit in? It's just a part of it?
I think your guest posting or blogging on, and it depends on what your overall marketing strategy is, I think is really what you have to look at. Like, for some people, they'd call that, maybe they have technical difficulties with getting a blog updated, or if they blog on the site or put content on the site, they need legal to approve it. But if they do it on Medium, they don't. So I think for everyone, there's different reasons to go on it. Or maybe they just want to build up multiple brand points so that they can own the SERPs, especially now, you know, because, well, some people are saying they didn't, but other people are saying that, you know, you don't get the domain clustering.
That's another topic.
Yeah, that's another topic. But if you're trying to get your brand and reach different people for different reasons, I can see being on Medium kind of a microsite, kind of a blog, kind of guest posting and link building. I think it depends on what your goal is and what the intent is. And maybe it's all of them.
Well, and something that I've been finding that I've been watching a lot recently, you know, just with entrepreneur friends, you know, people talking about influencing, coaching, whatever it might be. But even to the effect of photography stuff and tips and things like that, like I've been digging a ton of like just Instagram stories and watching like live Instagram things and even like Facebook live things to an extent. And so like I'm grateful that there are people that use those platforms. I also know that they take screenshots from those things that they do. Like for example, one of the friends that I have, you know, he lives in Hawaii and he does
rough
life. but he'll do, like, he'll go off on rants that are really good and it's very interesting listening to him. But then I'll see him later on share, you know, screenshots from that he posts on Instagram or that he posts in different various places or even on sites like Medium where he like dives more into something specifically. And I just think it's brilliant. And I think that's kind of maybe the point here with what we've been talking about and taking advantage of all these different platforms. Because I don't know that I would listen to him or even read him if, you know, he's not the kind of person that I would just like read or subscribe to like a blog post. Like every time I got a blog post, it notified me, hey, go read his latest posts or whatever. Like, I don't think that that's something that I would enjoy, but how he goes about it, because it's, I don't know if it's almost more of a lifestyle thing that I'm looking for too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it all goes back to the whole question of blog or microsite. But I think the greater question is you have to step back. If you're creating content, like one company I worked at before we could have a blog because we just had legal issues and security issues, I couldn't, even on a microsite, they wouldn't let me do it. We created articles, like really like frozen in time articles. And we had article sections built around topics. So if you were curious about 401k, we had a bunch of things. If you were curious about payroll and taxes and various things, we had topic centers or learning centers around it, because that's, you know, we basically created, you know, microsites for each little topic. So, and that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Something.
So kind of reining it back into, you know, those people that ask us those questions, Dave, like, how do we answer the, you know, like, again, I'm going to throw out just a few different areas and you could be general if you want, but like, you know, let's, again, just with the people that we deal with, let's say we got the dentist, let's say we got the person that services AC units, let's say we got the mobile detail person, again, the mom and pop type places, those are the kind of people that are asking us these questions of, you know, like, am I supposed to blog? Where do I do with all this content? Or the guy that details cars, you know, that has his main business on Facebook and he's expanding and he's wondering what he should do because he's got 500 pictures of before and afters of cars that he's done or whatever. Like, how do we answer those guys? Like, what advice do we give them?
It depends on what your goal is and what you can write. Like, I can think of a couple different things and I'll talk through one, but then I want you to think while I'm rambling, how and what makes sense for you. Say, because I know we've talked about it before, you have your photography side, you know, fun, still hobbyist, but you now have a Smug Mug and you have all the other stuff, but you don't have a website, you don't have anything. So if you were to start creating content, I want you to think about how you would do it for you. Because I think that's a decent example for someone that, you know, you don't even have a website. Where would you go? And so then to answer, I'll answer your question. I think you have to start at how much time do you have? What do your resources look like? And what are your goals? If the goal is, I hate writing, but I need to do it and I want to create content, I say it's just easier to start a blog and start the blog. You know, just start writing articles, start writing blog posts, whatever you want to call it, and write it about whatever topic you want and just drop it into a normal blog. I've done that in the past because we had no content. And then what you do is, you know, if you look at the business of digital when we started, we had no content. We now have topics that you can now go to. And if you just want to hear the posts or the podcasts that are about SEO, or just the ones about social media, we now have topic centers on there.
Yeah.
And now you can just subscribe to those RSS feeds if you want, as an example. And that's what I've told others to do in the past is once we got enough content, then we would start to look at creating these topic centers because not everyone can go, okay, we have $5,000 to pay writers to create 18 chapters of content. Or $10,000 or even more once you start adding in the graphics and the editing and the approvals and all that time. So if you just have to start or you don't have any content or you don't know where to start, just start blogging. You can always go back and go, okay, each week I'm going to write one little thing about this and throw it out there. And that's how they actually tell you to write books. Like if a lot of people that have blogs can turn it into books because they've gone through that hard process of just writing a little bit, and each one is like its own little chapter, each one is its own little page, and then you just combine it. And so in 6 months or 3 months or 2 years from now, depending on how much content you've created, you can kind of go back and take an inventory and go, okay, wow, I've basically created three topic centers of the five that I've been trying to cover. So pluck that content out of that blog and create those quote unquote microsites, or better categorize and organize it somewhere else on the site. I think that's the best way to do it. If you have no content and you have no budget to create a quote unquote microsite, at least create some valuable content and not just blog for the sake of blogging.
I like that. Well, you did get me thinking about this for sure while you're sharing that.
Rambling.
I guess the best way that I can answer that is, you know, I've thought about this a lot, like different things, you know, with all the people, with all the different questions that I'm always asked about photography, you know, and selling and this and that and whatnot. I think having a main site where I can send people to, where they can find all my different stuff, would be helpful. But at the same time, for me, it's just as easy to send someone to Instagram and say, hey, if there's a picture on there that you like.
If that's where your audience is, why not create the content there?
Well, yeah, but, and I could be like, if there's a picture you like, just let me know which one, and then we'll figure out the printing and shipping or file or whatever it is that we need to do. But I do think it would be also, you know, it would be convenient to be able to have, you know, something that I could send people to. Like, for example, I was thinking, okay, well, building my audience, like, let's see, do I really want to get like serious about this? Okay, if I did, then I would start to do things like, for example, I've had some talks with some good buddies about putting on workshops, if you will, like Milky Way workshops or long exposure workshops or light trail workshops or whatever. And so I can do things like, for example, with the Instagram stories that can get people excited for stuff like that. I can have a 2-3 minute video of me out there in the middle of the desert doing a little bit of photography and kind of sharing some things of what I do, or just like the quick best practices, how I get certain photos. And I could leave them in my main stories, like on my Instagram page. You know how you have like that story area where they always stay. You know, I've thought about stuff like that, and you could do stuff like that. And then you could use those ideas and expand on them. I can then take them to Medium. I could take them. There's lots of different platforms with, you know, there's tools like PhotoPills or Star Searcher. You know, you have Nat Geo, you have all kinds of contests, Epson, like the printers, things like that. There's so many different places where you can go and you can get that kind of content out there and help people and just expand your brand. And so, you know, those are the things that I think about. And so I guess this is spot on with exactly what we're talking about. Like, I don't just think about starting a blog anymore, and that's where, like, all my content is. Like, when I think about all the content that I have in the form of images and stuff like that with photography, like, that's the last thing I think of is I'm going to put a blog, a picture of, you know, and write about that picture and my experience taking that picture. Like, that's the last thing that I think about. I think about posting it and sharing what I feel with it, like, on Instagram, for example. And then maybe do the same on Facebook or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I just see it as, this will be probably a weird analogy, but, you know, like, we just bought some appliances over the weekend because one, we were going to one, and then another one broke.
Of course.
I know. As we were like, well, maybe after 2 years of discussing it, we'll finally buy that one thing. And then I go to start the dishwasher and it broke. So, yeah.
Murphy's Law.
I know. Yeah. As I was about to go and buy that other one too. And I'm like, now what are we doing? I'm like, uh-oh.
We're spending some money.
Yeah. Much to my delight. But I think think about decorating either a room or like a house or building a man cave or whatever. It's like, you want that sound system, you want that TV, or, you know, you want that couch, or you want that table or chair. And if you're starting from nothing, what do? You piecemeal it. And so if you're creating content, you know, create content as you can afford it. And then when it's all done, you put it all together. And just like a room, it might take you some time, but you'll have everything together. And then you have that perfect, you know, kitchen or dining room or family room or man cave or she shed or whatever it is, you know. And think about, like, you're creating content. It makes sense, you know, to have a microsite, to have even a website. No, you have a microsite on a third party for you, or you're blogging on a third party, because that would make sense for you, because that's where your audience is.
Yeah.
So I think it's a battle of what's your overall strategy, what are your resources and budget, but also where is your audience?
Well, when you say that, I also think about, and I know we're getting close to the end and we want to wrap it up, but I know that, you know, I think about a lot of the stuff I've been doing lately, smoking meat. And I think about, like, the places that I've been and where I've learned from. And, like, in this regard, there's a lot of forums that are out there that have a lot of great information. And so, like, if I was thinking about ever getting going and sharing videos or techniques or whatever with what I've been doing with smoking meat lately, you know, that would definitely be a part of it that I would go to, whereas it may not be an area that I would go to if I were, you know, a dentist or an AC person or something. And so, yeah, again, it just depends on the audience, and hopefully, Dave, we've given people some ideas as to, you know, when again, it's the questions that you and I are always asked about blogging and how many posts should I have, and
doesn't matter,
and how many pictures should I have, and what do I need to use Instagram for, and you know, I feel like I need to do everything, but I'm doing nothing, and do I post pictures, blah blah blah. And so anyway, I think we've addressed this, and we've given people an idea at least where to start. And you know, for me, I guess my final thoughts would be, like, again, going back to the example that I gave with photography or even smoking meat, figure out where your audience is, figure out the platforms that they use, figure out even the social side of it too, and where your audience and where it's best going to be. And then those are the areas that I would focus. And as you can grow and as you can expand and as you have opportunity or as you learn about new things, like, there's probably platforms and areas with photography or smoking meat that, like, I haven't even thought of or considered. But as I get more into it, or as I dive deeper into it, I'll learn about it and realize that, hey, this is another channel for my, again, let's go through it all, cornerstone content, skyscraper content, knowledge center, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, don't care. Just create content that actually will help people and that, you know, is somewhere where your audience is.
Amen.
So that's it.
All right, guys. Well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media. We appreciate you guys sticking with us through these. And as
10 minutes
always,
longer than we thought this one would go.
Yeah. And obviously, jump in anywhere on any other platforms, you guys, and continue to add to this conversation. And thank you, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks.